The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, "No one can come to me unless the Father draw him, and I will raise him up on the last day. For it is written in the prophets, 'They shall be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except for the one who comes from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. You're probably thinking, this gospel may sound familiar. You may have actually sung this gospel. Does anybody think they've sung the gospel? No? Okay. Well, if you take out your songbooks, come on, you can do it. You know what they look like. We're not going to sing now, but I want you to go to song number 355. Does that look familiar? Sound a little like the gospel? Yeah. How about that? The church tries to sneak the gospel in different ways. And sometimes it sneaks it into song. So we have that joy of not only hearing, but singing. Singing is a good thing. I've heard it said that when you sing, you pray twice. So in today's gospel, Jesus tells us he is the bread of life. And of course, we receive the bread of life when we come to communion. The other thing he talks about in today's gospel is heaven. Heaven is the place. I am pretty sure that heaven is the place that we all want to go after here, right? I know I do. And I am looking forward to seeing people in heaven. Probably the people in heaven that I'm most looking forward to meeting is, well, I do a lot of memorial services for people, and I never had a chance to meet them when they were on this earth. And I am looking forward to going to heaven and having someone come up to me and going, "Deacon Jay." And I'll look at him and I'll go, "I don't know who this person is." And they go, "Oh, you did my memorial service. I am, you know, Mary Jones." Or what? "Oh, Mary, yes. I am so glad to meet you." Heaven. A place where we are all called. And that's a great thing. Not just a good thing, a great thing. And when we come to communion and we receive the Lord, he reminds us that he is the bread of life. That he has called us to heaven, that we're to go forth and proclaim his gospel.